Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour to go here on this Wednesday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Make sure you're following us on X. We keep you updated on everything that's happening with the show, outside the show. Sam at SP Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski at SP Shoot. At Joe Ostrowski. We're 2 hours deep here, Sam. And by the way, Will Brinson will be joining us in 20 minutes, just getting off a flight, so he's going to join us from the phone in about 20. We appreciate his flexibility, still willing to come on the show every week here. That's when we'll check in with Will. Then we've got lightning bets, of course. College football playoff, we got another quick reveal. I know we kind of laugh at it, how it means nothing, but I do think it's an interesting conversation and puts you in the mindset of what is going to happen. And every week, once we get a number of results, okay, this means this and this means that. And then sometimes it also doesn't mean that, because like Utah can go and take care of business, and then it feels like, oh, wait, they didn't move up at all. But some schools that have easy games, they end up moving up. No one's surprised. You get the top Big Ten teams, top SEC teams. They would get your bye right now. Ohio State 1. They decide to keep Indiana 2, even though, Sam, you brought up the idea of Texas A&M being 2. And the committee says that they talked about that a whole lot. But in the end, they decide Indiana gets the win on the road at Penn State, which you could argue whether or not that's even an impressive win anymore, at least this season. But in the end, they keep them 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama 4, and then we get to the matchups. And I know you reached out to some people in Vegas, hypothetical matchups, not a neutral field, keep in mind, in the opening round with 5, 12, 8, 9, 6, 11, and 7, 10. What were you told about these matchups, Sam?
So I got these numbers from Matt Metcalf, who used to direct the book at Circa. Very, very sharp cat. Now he's on the other side. He's betting more than he's booking, obviously, because he's not booking anymore. But he ran one of the largest shops in the world, and he's very good at college. He was their go-to college guy. So I sent him a text yesterday and said, hey, can you hook me up with your numbers? Because I have my numbers, but his numbers are better, because I have true numbers. He has the shaded numbers because he used to book big bets. So he knows how people bet. He knows patterns and styles. How big do you think the number is, Georgia, South Florida? This is one man's opinion, of course, but I respect it a ton. Go ahead. What do you think? Georgia, USF.
What a monster number this has got to be. The committee did put USF in the top 25. Barely. I think they're 24 overall. Are we at 20?
19 and a half is what Metcalf said.
Whew. Damn.
Yeah. There you go.
17's getting
Joe. Back. Joe O, booking bets, baby. Joe O, the bookie. I honestly think that would get bet out to 20, 20 and a half, and then you'd see an appetite finally at 21. That's kind of how I would envision it. But I mean, you could make it 17. You're just going to write Georgia money, and I don't know, because like Matt always says, I could make it wherever I want, but there's a difference between making a number and opening a number. He says, if I open 17, I'm flying. I'm flying out to 19, 19 and a half anyway. So might as well just open there. So you're around 19, 20, give or take, on Georgia USF. And honestly, USF would get blown out, just blown out in that game.
All right, moving down the bracket. Then you get to the heavyweights. Notre Dame at Oregon.
So I guessed a little bit higher. I guessed 4, Oregon minus 4.
Oh, really?
I respect Oregon, and I give Eugene a pretty big home field. Okay. Matt said Oregon 2.5.
Okay. Now, you talk to Matt on a regular basis, he really likes Notre Dame, right? He's on the higher end with them.
He's higher than I am, and I'm pretty high on Notre Dame.
Yeah. I think all of us are. That's interesting. Oh, Notre Dame as a dog would get a lot of love. Woo-hoo!
Well, here's this. I mean, look, that's just one man's opinion. So I saw Brad Powers put Oregon -3. That's his projected spread. And then Josh Pate, who does a really good college football show, he got hypothetical lines from FanDuel, and they said Notre Dame -1.5. So 1.5, 2.5, 3. We're all around a field goal. I think the 1.5 is insanely low on Oregon. That seems a little low, but
I thought you said Notre Dame's right favorite.
No. They all have Oregon favored. They all have Oregon favored because Oregon's at home. So it's hard to make Notre Dame a favorite. Yeah, he's got Oregon -1.5 per FanDuel. And then Brad Powers, who makes his own number, says Oregon -3. But we're in that 2.5, 3 range on the Ducks and the Irish.
Okay. Miami, Texas Tech is not going to happen. Let's just put that up there. Maybe I'm the idiot, but look, Miami's not going to be in the ACC championship, so this is kind of dumb, but what's the Texas Tech number? How many are they favored by?
So his number was Texas Tech 4.5.
Okay. Do you agree with me that Miami is just not going?
I just think they're going to lose again at some point. Yeah. That's all.
And they're 15 in the rankings right now. They're the highest rated. According to the College Football Playoff Committee, they're the highest-rated ACC team. So they decided to slide them in there. But once we have the championship game, that's going to change things. Okay, and then we've got Texas at Ole Miss.
Equal on a neutral. So Ole Miss -3.
Okay. Man, Notre Dame and Texas as a dog in those games. Would love to bet both of those.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
the other numbers were
would.
Higher, too. So Pate put out Ole Miss -4, and Powers put out Ole Miss -4.5. But I think when you see a bookmaker tell you 3, he knows that 4.5 and 4 are going to get gobbled up. Guys are going to bet Texas. Because Ole Miss doesn't play to a high power rating. They just don't.
Nope.
So I think what you would see is you would see support for the dog at 4.5 and 4. So that's why I got the text, Ole Miss -3.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was interesting that with the committee, their top 12, not the bracket, just their top 12, half of it is SEC. 6 SEC, 3 Big Ten teams. And then on the outside looking in right now, the first team is Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Remember BYU was 7 last week? Now they're on the outside of the playoff. Because we were talking about the BYU-Notre Dame possibility. So Notre Dame slides up from 10 to 9. They're going to want to get out of that game. So they're not dealing with the 8. They're not dealing with Ohio State. We think Ohio State in the second round. As we see these rankings every week, these hypothetical brackets, that's what they are. I just keep going back to what's going to happen in those championship games and how much are they going to hurt teams? How much is it going to hurt teams? So Iowa, they only fell one spot. They lose at home to Oregon, and they only lose one spot. So I can't help but wonder, the loser of the Big Ten title game, the loser of the SEC title game, how many spots are they going to slide?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think? Two? Three?
You should be rewarded for getting to that point. If it's a competitive game, I don't know that they do. Maybe they just do like a Iowa thing and they just slide them one spot. But yeah, two or three feels like a lot. If you accomplish all that, that's part of your resume, getting to that point. And then to really hurt them, to slide them back two, three slots, that feels like that's bringing a heavy hand.
Yeah, but again, none of this stuff matters, right? Like, yeah. none of these rankings matter. I think it gets a lot more calculated once we get closer to the real thing, because I think you brought this up earlier. Does the committee really want one survivor of the Oregon, Notre Dame, Ohio State pod? I don't think so. But when you're throwing these rankings out right now, it's not real. It's fugazi. Yeah. So when we actually get closer and we have more answers, like, we're going to know for sure what's up with Miami. Like, people want to get upset about Miami, they're probably not going to make it. People want to get upset about South Florida, they might not make it. Ole Miss might not make it. So, and then you got to think about this. If Ohio State and Indiana meet in the Big Ten championship, you can't have them both 1-2. So we're going to get so many answers down the road that I feel like once we get to the point where, oh, we have the bracket for real, there will be a lot more measuredness in terms of who's playing where and then what are the second round matchups.
They do have Texas in. That's a bet you made last week. Texas to make the playoff. So, that's interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff. I like that we have an idea of what exactly they're thinking. Oklahoma, Alabama. What if you get a shocking result in that game? Changes everything. Changes everything. Now Oklahoma's in the playoff. Then Alabama doesn't have a bye anymore. How far do you end up sliding them? Like, yeah, there are so many things that are really interesting about this. But the top 10 are in as ranked as of right now. Major League Baseball. We talked so much all summer about a lot of these awards and how the movement is happening that, you know, is they're handing out these awards. Finally, Cy Young tonight, MVP tomorrow. But it was nice to get some messages from some of our listeners. I got a couple of DMs because I talked about Nick Kurtz before the season started getting the Rookie of the Year. He did the other day on Monday for the AL. And then we talked a lot about in the NL because we didn't know what the hell was going to happen. It ends up going to Drake Baldwin from Atlanta with a 3-1 F4. He gets your NL Rookie of the Year. So Horton does not get it due to the injury with the Cubs. It goes to Drake Baldwin. And then Kurtz was a unanimous selection for the Athletics.
How's Jack Kags? How's he doing?
Yeah.
RIP, man. Kurtz was a great call, though. And he started to get hot middle
then it was
end
over.
Of summer.
Yeah.
Man, he just started hitting home runs like every day.
You were right about Jacob Wilson, though. You're like, get out of here with your singles. I don't want to hear it. You suck. Just pick the wrong guy.
Well, we had the right idea, the right approach. Yeah. I just picked the wrong guy on Kags. But we also had Kags at like 70-1. Remember before he made his debut, he was like 5-1. And we were celebrating. We were doing Kags watch. And then he just struck out every at bat.
Yes.
At one point, Jacob Wilson was minus 1,100 in the season to win the Rookie of the Year. And I remember looking at that number and thinking, no chance. No chance.
Mm-hmm. I know. Jake, what did you think about the selection of Drake Baldwin? You have taken your stance for years on this show. Not pitchers. It wasn't a pitcher. because of the Horton injury, but did you have any Baldwin?
I had no Baldwin. Everybody in the National League race stunk this year. Like, it could have been anybody. Like, I had some Augustin Ramirez from before the season. That was about it. And honestly, I think Cade Horton would have won if he had just finished the season healthy. Once he missed his last two starts, and I know that doesn't seem like a lot, it was kind of curtains. And it's just, there wasn't really a compelling candidate. There wasn't a Kurtz. There wasn't even a Wilson in the National League. So just kind of was throwing darts. People were saying, but like, and Baldwin's price fluctuated a lot because he was splitting time with Sean Murphy. He wasn't playing every day. It was just very weird in the National League. So I had some Augustin Ramirez. I had a little bit of Matt Shaw from when he got called back up after he'd been demoted. Otherwise, yeah. I didn't mess around with National League that much. So I was kind of okay with it. It was very stupid this year.
Who gave Colson Montgomery a second place vote is what I want to know. Did the 108 guys get a vote this year?
Scott Merkin.
Merk, I bet you was Merk. I'm going to have to take a look. I saw you got a second place vote. No third place votes, but a second place vote. I thought that was pretty funny. I never bet manager of the year, and I'm glad I don't, because I would have never said a manager's going to go back to back. But that's what we got in both leagues here. With Vogt and Murphy, they both went back to back. I'm glad I don't bet that award. That's stupid.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
And no playoffs.
Jays fans very mad online.
Who was?
Oh, yeah? What are they saying?
All the Blue Jays fans were very mad online last night that Schneider didn't win the award.
Seriously? Imagine caring if your manager gets the award.
It was
what did
very
Ian McMillan
funny.
Say?
They're not worried about what happened in Game 7. They're worried about the manager. Manager of the year.
Ian McMillan was busy crashing out that people are calling him 50. So that was his.
Oh, was he?
Oh yeah.
Who called him 50? Oh, that's good stuff.
He got like two replies yesterday of people calling him 50 years old. He did not take it well.
He freaked out. Cy Young tonight, MVP tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be very. Very exciting when MLB makes those announcements. All right, Will Brinson joins us next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.